lines. You're allowed to do a day, and there will be kids. We'll see if we'll go a little quickly. Because I think that's a good idea. We should move a little quickly until we get to the next Gemara. That's more. But let's read the Gemara. So the Gemara, basically, the more I want to know, just to review the Gemara, so we can keep the cheshbon. The Gemara asks, my mavin, that's Gimel with Beis. So the machlekes is Rav and Shmuel. You have to keep it open, there's a cheshbon here. Rav said, mavin is Adam. And Shmuel said, mavin is Shem. So the Gemara wanted to know, and said, why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Because you don't have to mention Shem, because they already said short. And short in the Mishnah includes all the three types of short. So Shem is already mentioned in the Mishnah. That's Shmuel. That's Rav, I don't know, make it Shmuel. Rav doesn't say like Shmuel. Rav says Mav is Adam because Shane is already in the Mishnah. It's already included in Shor. Shmuel, what does Shmuel hold? Obviously Shmuel holds that no. When it says the Mishnah Shor, it doesn't mean all meet in the Shor. So Rav Yehuda said it only meant Karen. And now, Lo Roy means Lo Roy Shor to Mavin means Karen to Shane. That's how he's reading the Mishnah, right? That's how he reads the Mishnah, according to Shmuel. That Lo Roy, Karen, Karea Mavin, it says in the Mishnah, Lo Roy Shor, Karea Mavin, but Lo Roy Mavin, Karea Shor. So Mavin, according to Shmuel, means Shane. So now one of the questions is, what does Shor mean? So he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mave means, Shor means Karen. So then what's the low array? So we have to figure out a low array between Shor and Karen, between Karen and Shane. Okay, so the Gemara slugged up the first chat. So the Gemara says a different chat, and a part of Hoki, low array, a Karen, that's the Shor in the Mishnah. Check Avinos and Hazik. Avinos and Hazik is a Chumra. Karei Hashem. Check Avinos and Hazik. Lo Roy Hashem. Shein Anod and Seiko. Karei Karen. Rei Hashem. Sheish Anod and Seiko. Karei Karen. Shein Anod and Seiko. So that's pretty easy. In other words, we just flipped it around the Chumras. Like the Gemara Gupa asked, Lav Kava Chaymer. So if I care, Kavanos and Ahazek is a Chumra, and Anod HaZek is a Chumra. So the Mishnah is saying, if you only wrote Karen, I wouldn't know Shane, because Karen has a Chumra of Kavanos and Ahazek. If you only wrote Shane, I wouldn't know Karen, because Karen has a Shane has a Chumra of Anod HaZek. That's pretty easy. Right, Rashi, I don't know what Rashi says, but he says pretty simple. Ed a part of claim, okay, Lo Roy Ashore, Karea Mount. At the time of season, okay, comer. Lo Roy, I can't check of an osa la Hazik. Karea Shane, Shane, Governor Sala Hazik, and an osa Miss Havanas. Don't go ecos of Karen, no Avi, nothing, shame me, nay, but all right, Area Shane, Shane, Shanoda, Sego. Karea Karen, the ecos of Shane, no Asia, Karen me, nay. So, in other words, I'll see Kavana. The Kavana of Karen is worse than the Kavana of Shane. But the fact that the animal got Hana, change Hana to Zeka, makes Rego worse, Shane worse. So you can hear a Svara, Likan and Likan. Right? Pashup shot in the pashtas, especially the way Rashi sounds like, they have this in the Rishonim. What happens if the animal does shame because he wants to get Hana, but then he doesn't actually get Hana? In other words, you have a case a simple case. That let's say they have one of these fake cakes they make for advertising. They make a cake made out of shaving cream and whatever in cardboard. And it looks like a delicious cake. So they actually fooled the horse. So the horse sees this delicious looking cake. So he takes a bite and then yuck, it's no good. He spits it out. So the question is that shame? So it would sound like, right, that from Rashi a little bit, that the word the shame is not your kavana. Right? Rashi doesn't, by Karen, Rashi doesn't, it's not that you're mechaving the hanos, it's that you got hano, right? Because Rashi says, lo roi Karen she kavanosa la hazik, karei ha-shein she'ein kavanosa hazik ha-hanosa. So it sounds like as far as kavana, the kavana for a hano is a kula. But oh, I really mean she'ein hano ha-zeika. Right, it doesn't say mechaving ha-zeika hano. So pashtus, the chumra of shame is that the animal actually got hana. In other words, when you're looking at the animal, the kavana of kavanasa lahazik is worse than the kavana of hana. There's nothing wrong with the kavana hana. That's not a devious kavana. But it's the mitzias of hana that makes the yashras that you should pay. So if the animal was mechavin for kavanasik for hana, but didn't actually get on the, so pashtus, that's not shame. Right? That would be, that's the pashtus. I think
where's Rabbi making, where's, can Rabbi say that again, where he's showing that from?
The question is like this. The shayla is, when we say shame is hanor azeka, is hanor azeka didn't kavana, or hanor azeka didn't mitzia, so you can have pleasure. In other words, is it something about the kavana of hanor azeka that makes it, makes it worse. Let's say, for example, if you did the Mariko and Sadek in the last sugya, that since the animal's out to get Hanor Azeka, so it's more likely to do Ezek. So then it would be the Kavana. According to Mariko and Sadek, the emphasis would be on the Kavana, and that the animal is driven to do Ezek. So Havle Rasuga Adaite. But if you, or the shot is Hanor Azeka is a mitzias that you got Hanor. So I'm saying Rashi is mashma. When Rashi discusses Kavana, he only discusses it. Look at the Rashi again. Lo roi ashor garei amave. Lo roi akaren she kavanosa lahazik. Garei ashen she kavanosa lahazik. Eda anos mechavenes. So Rashi seems to pretty clearly say that when it comes to Kavana, the Kavana, Kavanosa lahazik, is worse than the Kavana of Eda anos mechavenes. And that's nothing so bad. And then in the next Rashi, he doesn't mention a word about Kavana. So it sounds like that the, as far as that the fact that you're Chanosa Mischavenes, that's a Kula, that's not a Chumra. Okay, Rashi says Chanosa Mischavenes as a Kula. Karen is Kavanosa Hazit, but this is only Chanosa Mischavenes. Hey, what's Chanosa Mischavenes? But the Chumra is not because he doesn't inverse it and say, oh, the other side is no, Kavana said, Hano is a Chumra. He just says,
the Rashi doesn't
is,
say anything. Rashi, the next Rashi doesn't say much of anything.
Yeah, but he doesn't use the same words. Of if it's just a flip sign, then he should have used the same words. He should, like you said in the first Rashi, Shemechaben is Hano. You know, he could have used the same words of the last Rashi. You know, in the last Rashi describing Shane Shane, Kare Shane Shane Kavanos al Hazik.
But can it be for Karet that if Rashi holds like the Tzad that Rabbi is saying now that it's not because of the Kavanos, so then it's very chasser in Rashi. There's a whole new Svar Rashi never mentioned. If anything, Faker, Rashi doesn't flip it around the other way because he expects you to realize that this Svar Kavana could go both ways.
But wouldn't it also be more logical the way Rebbe's saying it?
That the fact that Rashi, the way Rashi seems there in the first Rashi, and when it comes to Kavana, so have the Kavanasa Lahazik, it's Shein Kavanasa Lahazik, Eda Lanasa Mishavenas. Like, like even those words are like extra. You should just go to send it in the first Rashi, Shenka Vanosan Ahasik. So Edel Anosa Mischavenes, it sounds like that's Rashi's almost saying that's like a kula. The fact is,
wouldn't it be funny?
It's not a chumrah, it's a kula. And but the chumrah is that you got Anna. That's what it sounds like. To me, it's what it sounds like. And the
Rebbe, according to
what, yeah, what? I'm sorry.
No, according to what Rebbe's saying, meaning, isn't it also Mistavr, meaning, wouldn't it be funny to say that the Svara, it's Kavana on both sides, because then it's Svara, meaning, why that, would...
That's no funnier than Davis and Gimel Medei said he did the same thing. He made the same Svaras on both sides.
And it's, right, okay, but it's not great. We asked the question that it was Svaras on both sides.
If he did it over there, so he could do it over here too. You know, you see, it's mutter to do. So I don't know if that I wouldn't bring a riot to. But the... I mean, you know, you're right. If I didn't have Tysus, he said, but he did it already, Tysus. Then I happen to think it's really Mashman that way in Rashi. Rashi's Lashon, even in the first Rashi, he didn't have to say, Ena Anosa Mischavenes, because he should have just said, Lo, Rea Kershik Anosa Hazik, Shreya Shane Jacob Anosa Hazik. He could have stopped there. But he throws in Eder Anosa Mischavenes, which it sounds like that it's not just the absence of Kavanos and Hasek is a kula, but it's the forget Kavanos and Hasek is a Kavanos and Hanos is a kula. Eder Anosa Mischavenes, security has a very kosher Kavana. The Kavana is fine. Like Rashi seems to be emphasizing that Kavana and Ano is a very kosher Ano. But and the next Rashi, the fact that Rashi doesn't use the word kavana, to me, I know. I think it's mashma. I know it's a shaita in the Rambam in the one of the nights they came on the Rambam. They discussed the shaita, but I would think it's mashma. Okay, but let's go weiter. Anyway, but so that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara comes up with a very nice alo roy according to Rav, according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, that Karen is more chomer because it's Kavanos and Hazik, and Shane is more chomer because it's Hanod and Zeko. So then the Gemara said, gosh, the Rego my Shaya. That's according to you, Shmuel. So why is the Mishnah leave out Rego? It's a passing in the Torah. Bishmo, according to Rav, the Tana wrote Shor, and he meant all three. So he did a Kitzer version. He got all three in one word. But according to you, Shmuel, he mentions the two. Why didn't he mention the third one? He should mention Rego. It's also a pasuk. And apparently, the Gemara knows that Rav, that Shmuel must hold that Rego is enough. You know, there's apparently that's like Mukhruch, even though you know I wouldn't have thought so because it's not even the there's not such a clear pasuk for Rego. I remember, it's the same pasuk, Chilach is Abira, that we, Rego and Shane are learned from the same pasuk. But the Gemara is assuming for sure that Shmuel also agrees that Rego is one of the others. So they have a Gasha. So why does Atana leave out Rego? Rego, my Sharia. So he says, Gishahizek, Abba Mazik, Lasui Rego.
Rebbe, on that point, when I'm trying to figure out the psukim, I could understand that regal is not included. But we're talking about Rav Shmuel. Doesn't the Mishnah in the second parak say Ketan Regal? Like everybody agrees that regal. Once you're at that level, everybody agrees regal is an av.
Okay, you're probably right. You're probably right. It's the name of a parak. Ketzad harega mu'edes. So that means the fact that it says ketzad harega mu'edes.
No, and also the next Mishnah mentions, you know, the five mu'adim is one of them is the regel. Harega mu'edes leilach kedarko lehazik.
So it's pretty clear in the Mishnah that regel's enough. Okay, calls you on the. Which Mishnah are you looking at?
And Tesbav,
the commission said, okay.
Yeah, Chamisha Tamim, the Chamisha Tamim, Chamisha Muadim.
Okay, so it sounds like it's enough. Okay, I hear. I agree. Sounds good. So the Gemara knows that everyone has to agree that Rego is enough. So therefore, they have a kasha. Okay, I would agree. You're probably right, both of you. So therefore, the Gemara is a kasha. So why didn't the Mishnah mention Rego? The Rego, my Sharia, why does it leave out Rego? Kishahizik, Avamazik, Vasui Rego. So it says, so it's, there's a remez to Rego later. It's in fact, the Gemara didn't name a hedge. So why didn't it say it, the hedge? So basically, the Gemara is slugging up this pshat. So, okay. So it's slugged up. So who's getting slugged up? So Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is definitely, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, in other words, we weren't sure. We had this argument. I don't want to say it's an argument. We had a debate. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? So Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Tana Shor, Nekarno, Mava, Nishino. Vahochi Kamar. So I was assuming that Rabbi Yehuda also said the Vahochi Kamar, and he said the, you know, he said that Kavanah Sarahazik is a kula. There were some of the fellows were insisting that no, Rabbi Yehuda never said the Ochi Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda just said the first half, and it's a Gemara that said the Ochi Kamar. And then when the Gemara said at a Parach Ochi, the Gemara is changing Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's when we did the Gemara Gimel Mideis. We had this disagreement among the fellows, right? Anyone remember? Sounds vaguely familiar. So the Maisa, even according to the fellows, Rabbi Yehuda gets slugged up at the end of the day, because even if you grant Rabbi, in other words, we had a disagreement whether Rabbi Yehuda held that Kavanah Salahasik is a kula or not a kula. Okay. But one thing is for sure, that Rabbi Yehuda said, Tana Shor Nekarno Mavda Nishino. So the Gemara basically shrugs that up with a kasha of Litnei Behedja. Why don't you mention Rego? So Rabbi Yehuda, Edom Arava. So Edom Arava is, Rava is arguing Rabbi Yehuda. You know, right? But so Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't know. I don't know, you know, that this is a little bit al piderach. You know, makom hiniach lano to figure out, but we don't usually do this. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara slugs up Rabbi Yehuda with a kasha, that why does he hold that Rego is not written but feirish? So then the Gemara said, the Rava says a different shot. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? I don't know. I would suspect that it's something to do a little bit what we were saying, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rego doesn't, I don't know, because it's not so clear in the pasuk. So it doesn't get a full mention, but I don't know. Does anyone say what Rabbi Yehuda holds? Does anyone know? Anyone say what Rabbi Yehuda's answer is? Anybody in the Shita? Anyone know offhand? We have Shamir, it's usually our buck, he's not here.
He's here, Rabbi.
He's here. So Shamir, anyone ask that question? Say what Rabbi Yehuda himself held?
I'm looking at the trusty Mafteach right now.
Okay, trusty Mafteach. All right. Anyway, I don't know. There's definitely room if a person wants to say Popo, you know, what did Rabbi Yehuda hold? Why did Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Rego's not in the Mishnah? Someone asked the Kasha that you can say Rego's not in the Mishnah because it's told the same Lav Ki Yitzibam. Because Rego is a Shreiris is it's all the regular Zakiyotzibem. So the Mishnah only mentioned, okay, so maybe there's some Rabbi Yehuda has to have some answer. Okay, let's go weiter. And I'm a Rava. So Rava disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda. Now there's a Machlekes Rava and Rabbi Yehuda in Pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel says that Mavish is shame. So what is he short, according to Shmuel? And I'm a Rava, Tana short and Rago. So Shmuel will say that short means Rego, and it's Guba in the Mishnah. Umavet is Shino, and Mavet is shame. And Karen is the one that's left out. Ogigomer, Lo Roy Arego, Shezeko Motsui. So Zeko Motsui is a Chumra. Karoy Ashen, Shezeko Motsui. Lo Roy Ashen, Sheshanona Zeko, Karoy Karen, Sheshanona, and Anona Zeko. This is a little funny because Hezeko Motsui, the Chaira, is a chumra mitzad shia, which, you know, when in that last sugya, we learned that that was group of the when the Gemara asked lav kava chaymer, according to the Mari, we're not working with chumras as far as shias, but I guess it could be both. The chayra zeiko matzui is not a din. In other words, hanoda zeiko. Kavanos on a hazek is a chumra, not mitam shia, the Mari said, but because your mamin got hanoa, you have to pay for it. Your mamin was a bad mamin, you got to pay. Zego Motsli is a whole different svara, that it's more shia, you should have watched it. The Karen my shaya, why is Karen left out? She's a kavamazing, that's what he carried, didn't they bad you? More than with Kosan Kamari, the Tonus of more than Lokamari. In other words, we have an answer. Karen is different than everything else because Karen is a manna of that it starts out time and becomes a mu'i, and therefore it's not mentioned directly in the Mishnah. Okay? Rashi says, Sharia Bitmiya Rego my Avila Tan Vasidina Tony Sharia Bitmiya Hogamer Hatan Vasino already shortly a map and comer Rego Zeko Motsi Hilkoklo Asya Shame Mine. Why Raj have to say that? I don't know. Rego Ubor Vishame the Aish Buadim Mitrilasam Vishalim Nezek Shalim. The Lopanik Rachmana, Bain Tam the Muid, Anna Benegicha. Rego Bor, Shane Ve'esh, Buadim Itrilasam, the Shalem Nezek Shalem. The Lopanik Rachmana, Bain Tam the Muid, Anna Benegicha. Okay. You know, this Rashi sounds like, you know, it sounds like that Rashi like had some kind of Havamina, that if you had a not such an Orche Dika Rego Bor Shane and Age, you'd also be Chatzin Nezek. He's saying, no, it's not true. Right, a little bit it sounds like Rashi, not like that top Taisus and Gimel Amud Beis, where Taisus says that Chatzi Nezek by a boar is not Shayach. I mean, the din of Net of Shayach Nechadik, I mean, Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shayach. Okay, anyway, let's go further. Shmuel, my time, I'm like a Rav, because why did Shmuel say like Rav? That shore means all the sharim, and then could mean Adam. Amaleh, he's not the day to Adam. Hotani shore, say, but shore amu, the shore mazer, just an idiot, but Adam. You can't say Adam because Adam is mentioned later. So what according to you, why did it be Rashim? This came on with Kamari, this came good with Kamari. Rav Nami Johnny Adam is saying, from Rav, Ahuda Meshame, Adam Adam Uda Asa. So that was just so we wanted to mention that it's an up, so it's mentioned over there, but it really so we mentioned it twice. Umay no aray. So now we're switching to Rav. Okay, now we're switching to Rav. Rav learns that Mave is Adam. So Umay no aray, and sure is all three. Now we get a little bit interesting. Lo roy ashor shmishayim es hakoyfer. Mikael roy adam shmishayim es hakoyfer. Lo roy adam shechayim arbet varim. Ki roy ashor shechayim arbet varim. So what's very interesting here?
What does it mean that shor doesn't have arbet varim? Shor could also have arbet varim.
I guess not. I guess you only chayiv arba dvarim if an adam is mazik. If a mammon is mazik, there is no chayiv arba dvarim.
Because we know by adam mazik itself, it's only chayiv if there's pshia. Meaning by adam mazik itself, is the distinction between pshia within adam and non pshia whether you're chayiv.
I don't know, but adam mazik is chayiv in arba dvarim.
But we need what nailif me nay. What stops us from learning out from Adam that all the mazikim are chayiv arba dvarim?
Okay, I don't know. This obviously you can't learn out. But now, Maisa, once we have this din, you know, there's some pircha, I don't know. So now you can't learn out nezek. I mean, you're asking like this. The Gemara is saying if it only wrote Adam, I wouldn't be able to learn out sure, because I have this pircha. I mean, without this pircha, you could have learned out. So just like you could have learned out nezek, she should learn out arba dvarim also.
Right. These are the hilchosayin already.
Right. Okay. I hear. I don't know the answer. I'm looking at Rashi. But there's something before I hear your question. It's a good question. But before your question, there's there's some other questions. It's like a very basic question. Let's go over to Gemara. Where it says, if it only wrote sure, I wouldn't learn out Adam from that. Because sure has a chumra, nishanim kaifer. And Adam is not mishanim kaifer. Okay. But oh, roy Adam, if it only wrote Adam, I wouldn't learn sure from that. Because Adam has a chumra, then it's chayiv arba dvarim. And sure, we know, is pater from arba dvarim. Okay, the Shamir is asking, how do we know? Okay. So what's very strange in the Gemara besides Shamir's question?
Could be the end of the Rashi answers Shamir's question.
Yeah, okay, but I didn't get the end of the Rashi yet, so it could be. It could be, I didn't read it yet. But let me first, I want to get to the basic Gemara. There's something very strange in this Gemara. The Gemara seemed to have changed.
When does the shore pay kofar?
If it kills an Adam.
So that I assume only by Karen.
Okay, but sure is it could be, I don't know, but sure means I don't know. What if a regular would kill an Adam? If you would pay kofar? I don't know, but the Meister sure includes all three. So Meister, this is still okay. But what is strange about the Gemara? What did the Gemara do? Very like the Gemara just made a big U-turn, so to speak. What did the Gemara do? I have to think about your question about Karen Kofer by Rego. I have to think about that too. It's a good point. Also a question. Not unclear. But are these pirchas that the Gemara is asking now, are they the same as all the other pirchas that we've had till now?
No, but I think that's what Shamir is asking. These are not characteristics. These are, you know, after facts already.
Right. Well, they're homers and din.
Besides, Shamir is asking that it's not true. But let's say it is true, it's just very, very strange that the Gemara felt it necessary to change the whole approach. Till now, every time we asked Lo Hare, we were mentioning that there are kudas and chumras. All of a sudden, when we get to Adam, we decide to we leave out kudas and chumras, and instead we go to halachic chumras. That if you in the dinim, it's more chamur. Now,
because maybe there's no way that a shor in characteristic could be more chamur than an adam.
Okay, but what about the other way? The other way, the chayra, when it comes to adam to shor, if anything, that is the ultimate difference, right? In other words, maybe unless you're saying the Gemara wants to be balanced. Okay, maybe that's what you're saying. But the Gemara is very, very strange. The Gemara wants to know, why they wrote Adam, which can't you learn out? Sure. The Gemara says, you know why? Because Adam's chayiv in Dawud Vardim. There is such a 100,000 times much more simple answer. The reason if it wrote Adam, you can't learn out sure, is because Adam is chayiv because he did it himself. Sure, you didn't do it. It's only your mamon. Especially, who says that you're chayiv for your mamon? Right. In other words, that's like it's like there's no shaitis one to the other. Why did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, you know why you didn't? If it wrote Adam, you wouldn't know sure, because Adam's chayv in arbit varim. And if Adam would not be chayv in arbit varim, the Gemara is mashma, you could learn sure from Adam. How can you learn sure?
Rebbe, in structure to say that what Rebbe's saying, that chuk is the reason why you know for a fact that Adam is chayv arbit varim and sure is not chayv arbit varim, because it's inherently such a different thing. Now, I don't know what that reason is.
So then, good. So then, why did the Gemara have to bring in arbit varim?
Because that shows, meaning we know, we see it so different. You're chayv in arbit varim. So, Shaykhis, you can't say that.
I don't know. Why do you need to bring arbit varim? Let's say there was no such thing as arbit varim.
I could say a logical svara to say that, let's say, boshas, right? Of course, if you yourself did it, you're chayav boshas to someone else. But if your item does it, why would you be chayav boshas?
I don't know.
You could,
I don't
meaning that's no shaykhis.
You are pshia. You are poshaya. Your pshia brought about boshas. Just like your pshia brought about nezek.
Maybe just to point out, we don't need pshia by Adam. Meaning a guy could be sleeping and he's chayav. Theoretically, for that reason.
The machlekes, we shine him. Whether you don't need pshia by Adam. I believe we say Adam, mu'ed Adam. Even when you're, but if it's a machlekes, I'm pretty sure it's a machlekes rishayim, whether it means that it means zero pshia or only a little bit of pshia.
Only kinei gneva is potter potentially according to Tosfos.
Okay, so there's a different machlekes. I'm pretty sure machlekes rishayim. If there's a ptur oynes by Adam, some people say
for dawud dvarim, ptur.
Well, some people say, but
for dawud dvarim, you need mezid.
Okay, but by Nezek, we say other mu'ada ona, as far as Nezekim. So the question is, it could be that you still need a certain amount of Shia.
I said that might not really be Shia. That's Shia on Shmira's gufo. It's not like he did a negligent like action.
But the question, and I'm going to get back to my
question. Rebbe, I don't understand what Rebbe's question on me. I don't understand what Rebbe's question is. If you don't know.
That I guess the Gemara Sishta is trying to explain why did the Torah have to write all the different Nezikim. So the Mishnah has a question: just write Adam and don't write Shor. And for the Mishnah, because Adam is Chayv and Dawud Varim. Like that sounds like such a ridiculous question when answered. You know, it's like you know. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to ask a question. Why is it when the Torah has to tell me, why did the Torah have to tell me? In other words, I have an Adam bomb and I have a bullet. So I have a question. You told me that an Adam bomb can kill a person. So why do you have to tell me that a bullet can kill a person? Taret says, because we find in the Shulchan Aruch that an Adam Bam, you're chayiv extra. It's like the whole question is like a ridiculous question.
Why is it a ridiculous question? Rebbe, who says that that's a difference?
Spicer, Rebbe, it doesn't appear from the Shita that he
We know that there's a difference. Rebbe, we know that there's a difference between an atom bomb and a bullet, but who? That's just very nice. That feels different. But who says that that's actually a difference?
Okay, so that's so I like what you say, but let's think about it a little bit. Who said there's a difference? So what would that be, Tali and the Chayra?
Whether the Torah feels that there's a difference.
No, but what we had in the last figure.
Yeshiva Shechakira.
Everything, half of Baba Kama, except every time we switch from one side to the other. the most famous Yeshiva Shechakira that we had, according to some people, was Gupa the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Maksha, whether the Siva Samachayev is by Shor, or is by the Arba of us, the Zikin is Pshia, or the Siva Samachayev is Mammon. So if you say, which way would it work? If you say the Siva Samachayev, I think is Pshia, so then maybe it would work if you assume that Adam also has Pshia. So then, isn't it, if you're just like you're chayiv for Pshia, if you're poshe on yourself, so what's the difference? A Pshia in a certain sense is like Adam Amazik. You can hear that when you're poshe on your animal, so that's like Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik, you are poshe. Here you're poshe. So you're chayiv for the
Gufa, even though it's the Adam Amazik is chayiv, let's say by Yashon, if someone places the item there while he's asleep, then he's not chayiv, right?
Right. So you're chayiv for your pshia. So pshia is pshia. But if you say you're mechayiv because it's your mamin, so that's a whole new lumdus. Just because Adam is chayiv, you don't need this far of mamin by Adam. So lechayra comes out that the Arba of his Azikin, according to that side of the Yeshiva Shechakira, that you're chayiv because you're mamin, is a whole new chiv that has nothing to do with Adam. So that how the Gemara, the Chara would be, the Gemara would make, its Pashas doesn't work with that Chakira.
That's
I learned that that you could say, if I wrote Adam, I will learn out a mamin. How can you learn out mamin? The hechi teisi, the Torah is b'chayiv you a mamin. Who says I'm trying to pay for my mamin? The far of mamin is that you take over the chiyuvim of your animal. Your animal should really, some kind of funny svara that your animal should pay because your animal did hezek. So now, since you own the animal, you gotta cover your animal's expenses. You have to pay your animal's debts. So you can't, I mean, hey, that's a tremendous chiddush. So you need a pasuk for that. So you can't learn from Adam. Adam is your own debt.
That's so accurate. It's not you, it's your body. I mean, you're sleeping. You're
right, so you, but it's
your Hashem is away for the night. Your body,
yeah, but that's still you.
But you're obligated because
the reason why you're chayiv because you did it. You don't need the svara of Kiddush, Taira, Mum and Amazik. Right? I don't think it's because you're saying that because your body is your mum and that's the
secret. It's yours, right? They're responsible because your body is yours.
I don't know. That sounds to me a little funny. That the mechayim of Adam is because it's your mom, and it's bad enough to be saying the mechayim of Shor because it's your mom, and right? In other words, pashtus, this Gemara, except the only thing is, I say like every other Gemara works out differently. And this Gemara is a little difficult. If you learn that the Sibas of Mechayim, in other words, if you learn that the Sibas of Mechayim of Shor is Shia, so at least there's some kind of common denominator between Adam Amazik and Shur. They're both Chaya because of Shia. So the Gemara is saying that the Mishnah can be asking a question. Why did it have to write Shur? We see the Torah is Mechayiv you for the Shia by Adam. So we could make Misvara, we could say, if you're Chaya for Shia by Adam, you're Chaya for the Shia, I'm not watching your Shur.
I mean, isn't that tricky? Because who says you're responsible to watch your shore in the first place?
Oh, no, we have already a pasuk. That's a different pasuk. That's a tzara shavet. That's where there's some other mikor.
If you just had a pasuk of Adnan, there's no source that you're chayiv in the shmir of your behemoth. If you just had.
I think the reading of the Mishnah sounds like Ushmirasan Alaha, that that's given some from somewhere else. I don't know. That would be the Mashmasan of Mishnah. So,
but I don't understand why you're saying Adam Chayav for
question. I just want to say the question. But if you learn that the reason why you're Chayav for your Shumamin is not because of the Pshia. The reason why you're Chayav for your Mamin is because there's some kind of Chia, Lumdis, that you take over the responsibility for your Mamin. So that's a tremendous Chiddush. So there's no way you can get that from other mamazik, because other mamazik, it's your own responsibility. So the whole Mishnah's question, why did it have to write, sure, you already wrote Adam, the question doesn't make sense. So Clara, this would be a raya against that side, the Chakira. Okay, which
wait, one second, what about the...
Wait, I thought of Chesky, what? Before I got you, what did you want?
I'm not sure if it makes so much of a difference to the way that to the kasha, but it's going to be very thrown off that you're calling up that Adam's chayav for pshia.
Why not?
Because Adam's chayav because he did a maisa hezek. If anything, the whole pshia pshat is trying to say that the pshia is also a maisa hezek by.
No, but you could say that Adam is chayav for his pshia, that he didn't watch himself.
Because, for example, if he was sleeping and someone placed something there while he was sleeping, is not chayiv.
Right. Otherwise, you
say, okay, so that's a separate thing. Or rather, you have like, are you chayiv if it's an ones? So lechor, there's a separate shayla of, and I know it's not an ister. Fine, but lechor, there's a separate shayla of you put it from an ones. But the whole, just like by mamon amazik, what's the chayiv? You're responsible for your animals, pshia? No. You're responsible for your animals. Okay,
that's what you say, but I don't know. If that's no. And the tzad, I'm the yeshivish tzad of that mamin amazik is chayim because of shia, then
so I, Adam's also?
I could say that. And
that
then
sounds
I
so weird. It's,
why
it's,
did it sound weird? Very nice. We want to make, according to the Rav,
the whole thing doesn't make sense. Why are you chayim in the first place?
Listen, look at it this way. The Mishnah goes ahead and lists Arba of Ezekiel, and it makes it tzad ashavet. Right, and Gufa the Shana Shava is Ma'atana Shavem, Shadarkan Ahazik, Shmirasanah. Now, according to you, you can't make it Shana Shava because Adam is Chayah for one reason and the Mammon is Chayah for a different reason. So,
no, because the Shia is the Torah Machari, the Shia is a grammar. The Shia is a grammar. The Torah is Machadish, that this grammar I'm being Machayah for, but it's something you did.
What? So I'm saying so the
okay. I guess that didn't make sense. I did not respond to your point about Shmiras and Alecha, but
okay. In other words,
I have two points
in the Charet. One is the Gemara's Kasha doesn't make sense. The Mishnah's Kasha doesn't make sense according to the Yeshivish Tzad of the Chakira. And also the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Mishnah makes it Tzad HaShavah. You make it Tzad HaShavah. You can't make it Tzad HaShavah between things that have different Sivas and Mechayivs.
Rabbi, I don't understand.
One Sivas and Mechayiv, and Mama has a different Sivas and Mechayiv. How can you make it Tzad HaShavah between the two?
Rabbi, according to the Rishonim, we hold that you're chayiv even by ones for Adam, so it's not totally in Pshia. So
okay, Ben Achinami, if you would take
Rabbi
that.
Rabbi Shvir and them too.
Yeah, okay, and Achinami, if you learn
we that. We slugged up Yeshivish Chakir.
If you, but I don't know about that, because we're going to get we're going to get stuck in the Gemara later anyway. There's a line in the Gemara later that's going to have a lot of problems we can get to. So can we hold that your question in abeyance? So we get down to two lines in the Gemara. Okay, let's go a little further. So I want to get to another line. So I don't know. So let's continue. Gemara says this, okay, we should read Rashi, but let's just keep on reading this. So just and then we'll read Rashi. The Chishor Dark on Isaac, Bumuad. Oh, Bumuad Dark on Isaac, Kimin the Ayin or Chayo. Okay, I don't exactly know what the back and forth in the Gemara was. The Gemara thought that it's not called Dark on Isaac. And the Gemara says, no, it is called Dark on Isaac. Ki in the Yayin or Chayu. Okay. Then the word says, Adam Darko Nahazik. The Yashin. Yashin Darko Nahazik, even the guy if a Pashat or Chayo. Now, this line of the Gemara is such Pliatsuma. And this is what I wanted to get to you, Shamir. What's the Pliatsuma on this line?
You're chayav even if it's not orche.
Yeah. In other words, the Mishnah makes it sada shave. Sada shave is that, and the Mishnah says, "What ma'at sada shave?" And the Mishnah says, "Shemara shave shaven shetarka nahasek kishmiras lanel." Correct the Gemara. Adam, according to Rav, the Mishnah is referring to Adam. Adam's not darka nahasek. So he says, well, there's one case of Adam, which is Darko Nahazik. Okay, but 99% of cases of Adam are not Darko Nahazik. So when you make a Tzad HaShavah, the Tzad HaShavah is, they don't need Darko Nahazik. You can't say the Tzad HaShavah you need Darko Nahazik. Right? The Gemara is Pleiadic. Where it says, that a Yashin is Darko Nahazik. But not Yashin is not Darko Nahazik. So Ma'at Sada Shada, that you don't need Darko Nahazik.
Is there a reason Rebbe's waiting for this step of the Gemara, not asking
By Shor
Tam, it's not Darko Nahazik.
Okay, so maybe the Mishnah is referring to Shor, well, then Shor Tam is only Chayv Chatzi Nezik. So that's not a problem. And the Mishnah is making it Sada Shava from Shor Muad, which is Chayim Nesek Shalem. Because you can't say Shor Tam Yochiach, because Shor Tam is only Chatzin Nesek. But here, I want to make it Sada Shava. You can include in your Sada Shava Adam of Yashin, but you also should include in your Sada Shava Adam of non Yashin. So how can you say the Sada Shava is Darko Nahazik? Adrabba, let's learn out from the Sada Shava that you don't need Darko Nahazik.
I think I might be confused by what Rebbe is saying, but isn't the other three cases, the Sada Shava has to have all four, meaning every single case has to have the Sada Shava. So how could we make a Sada Shava not Darko Nahazik?
Excuse me, I don't agree with you.
No, I'm just confused, so I don't know. I'm not asking a question.
The lowest common denominator, right? That's the Tzad HaShavah. But Karen, Karen has Kavanos on Hazik. The Tzad HaShavah tells us that obviously you don't need Kavanos on Hazik because the other ones don't have it. Shane has Hanod HaZeka, that's a Chumrah. Tzad HaShavah tells us you don't need it because the other ones don't have it. Now, what if three out of four had Kavanos on Hazik? We would still say we learn from the Tzad HaShavah that you don't need Kavanos on Hazik. Let's say three out of four are Hodech U'Mazik. Only four is not Hodech U'Mazik. So we learn out from the Tzad HaShavah that you don't need Hodech U'Mazik. Right? Three, you know, we learn out from the Tzad HaShavah that you don't need Ruach Chaim, even though Bor in Eshni had Ruach Chaim, because the Tzad HaShavah tells you, you have to find the lowest common denominator. Right, and then because you have to find the common denominator or the highest common denominator, whatever. But it has to be a common denominator. So if one out of four doesn't have it, so obviously you don't need it. So how can the Mishnah say that? Oh, you know, the Tzad HaShavah says you need Darko Nahazik. Not true. One out of the four doesn't have Darko Nahazik. So obviously you don't need Darko Nahazik. So the Tzad HaShavah should say that Ma'at Tzad HaShavah, that you're chayev for Shmiras Alecha, no matter what. Bein whether it's dark on Hazik, bein whether it's not dark on Hazik. No, that's okay? So but how can you say
Rabbi, according to that, I think what Rafi was saying is the same thing could be said about Shor Tam. Why don't we ask that question about Shor Tam?
Shor Tam is only chayev chatzi nezek. So it could be that in order to get nezek shalem, You need
Okay, fine, I understand.
But here I'll prove to you from Adam. See, Bishlamo, according to Shmuel, it's very nice. According to Shmuel,
yeah,
is not making it Sada Shavah from Adam. because ain't nothing nami. Adam is a different. In Shmuel, it's good. In Shmuel, Adam is a different category. So Adam doesn't go into the Tzad HaShavah. Very nice. But according to Rav, the Mishnah is mentioning Adam, and the Mishnah is putting Adam into the Tzad HaShavah. But Adam doesn't have Darkon Ahazik, or sometimes usually doesn't have Darkon Ahazik. So how can you say in your Tzad HaShavah that the Tzad HaShavah is that you need Darkon Ahazik?
Right.
That's such a plea of the Gakasha. No.
Yeah. Is it possible to say that it's the most common time that Adam does damage? Meaning, most of the time when Adam are awake, they don't damage things. I don't know.
Can we say the other way that Adam when he's awake is chayiv for a different reason? Meaning, when Adam's awake, it's partially chayiv and a different thing. When he's asleep. So you can say he doesn't have so control over his actions. So it's a question of more of a shmira, which is similar to animals. When he's awake, it's pashtis chayiv, not like animals or other thing. It's because he's adam amazik, he can do it. But when he's asleep, and then there's more of a shmira element that would be similar to animals, and therefore we have to come along with dark amazik.
Let me try and say what you said, but let me just give you a minute. Someone else want to say something? What?
I just in terms of explaining why it's Dark Lahazik, I once heard from Rabbi Victor Miller that you know that the Mave means a seeker, a zucher as he called it, but when we seek the wrong things, and that makes us a mazik, we have to pay. So
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. What do you want to say?
He says that the Mave, the word Mave Tibayun, you shall seek it out. So he says that a person is a seeker, that our makeup is to seek. But we seek the wrong things, and therefore that makes us chayav, just by our nature that we're constantly seeking things.
Okay, all right. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know Hebrew, so I can't comment. I don't know the word. Anyway, so you know, Simon wanted to say a radical revolutionary faith, but that's why I told you, Shamir, to wait for your other question. He wants, again, let's say I'm in a question, because this is a very sadistic question. This is a very simple question. The Gemara asks a question. Gemara says, how can the Mishnah make it Tzad HaShavah that Darko Lahazik? I owe them not Darko Lahazik. And well, there's one case of other that's Darko Lahazik. Good, but what about the other cases of other? So I believe he wants the answer, if I understood him correctly. I might be sticking words in your mouth. I'm sorry if I am, but I think that's what you were saying. Is that maybe the Gemara know that there are two Adams, that there are really two different Adams and they have two different Mechaidim. There's Adam when he's awake and Adam when he's asleep. Ain't nothing on me. Adam when he's awake is not dark on Ozzy. And Adam when he's awake would not go into the Tzad HaShavah of the Mishnah. And Adam when he's awake is higher for his own separate reason. Because he's Adam himself, because he's Adam did it himself. And there's no, you can't compare him to the other cases because this is Adam himself. How can you compare it to Mammon? And therefore he has a whole different orbit, a whole different halachas. And that's why what Shamir said, you're chayav according to some people, even if there's absolutely no Shia, because Adam himself is a whole different system. And has nothing to do with the Arba Avos Nezikin, even according to Rav. But when Adam is asleep, then he becomes same as a shor. And then he becomes chayiv for the same motivation of shor is chayiv. So what they're saying is that there are Adam.
What's the motivation when someone's sleeping? I'm not clear.
When he's sleeping, you're he's no worse than your shor. When you're shor, you have to watch your shor. Go to sleep. You have to watch your body because you own your body just like you own your shore. And you're obligated to guard your body before you went to sleep, to go to sleep in the right place that you won't break something in your sleep. But he said
that's goofa why when if someone puts something there while you're asleep, you're not chayiv.
Right. He's saying like this, but we asked the question on the Gemara, but granted, Adam, when you're sleeping, it's our dark on a hazik. But Adam, when you're awake, is not Dark and Hasek. So he wants the answer that maybe Adam, when you're awake, is a different of. which is very wild.
Well, the Mice of the Gemara seem to consider the possibility on Gimel Mem Beis that Yashin is a told of Adam that's awake, so you can't. It's not work.
I didn't say it was good. I say you have to stem again that, but this is what he wants to say, right? The Gemara,
the Gemara said you're gonna tell me that Yashin's a tolda of being awake, so it's still kiyotsebo like the Mishnah says.
So you're saying it that more than it's asked to tell them. Okay, I hear. But this is an interesting shot. I think it's worthy of some consideration.
Because so what does it mean the other side of the yeshiva here also?
It would answer three problems, right? It would answer this Gemara, which is the biggest kasha. The biggest kasha is how could the Gemara say Adam is dark and Isaac when it's sleeping? But we also have Adam, which is not Tanka Hazik. It would answer the question, why did the Gemara want to learn out Shor from Adam? Adam has nothing to do with Mammon. If you, according to Yeshiva Shechakira, that Shor is Chayim from Mammon, you don't have that by Adam. And it would maybe answer Shamira's question that if Adam is Chayim without Shia, so how can we, especially making the Tzad HaShaveh, you know, that how can we compare Adam to the other Tzadikim, which are only Chayiv for Pshia, when there's a Pshia. The Gemara is Mechayiv, they can make a Tzad HaShaveh. You can't make a Tzad HaShaveh, they're completely different.
And by Yashin, so, we know you're only Chayiv by Pshia.
No, we don't. we don't know because that might only be Tavis Shitasa, that he also, you don't need it, that he might designate those Shitas to Rishayim.
But there's no Arba Dvarim by Yashin.
What?
Before there's no Arba Dvarim by Yashin.
Okay, that's what we have to know. Is that true?
The Gemara in Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, Rabba says, Eben Menachas Becheiko, and Lo Hikirba is Pater from Arba Dvarim.
Okay, so but is that because of Yashin?
I don't know. He's not sleeping there. It's just Mashman there that by Shogig.
Okay,
that
you need
that's
Kavana. Anyway, but to answer all the problems is that there are two Adams, which is something Rabbi Kinnarik used to get very upset about. Whenever somebody said Shnei Dinim, Rabbi Kinnarik would always say, where does it say in the Torah Shnei Dinim? I only see one pasuk in the Torah. There's not one pasuk, and there's only one din. But
he was the Talmud of Rebbe there.
Again, there's a reboot of Adam with the
suggestion that's being presented is there are two totally different Adams. There's Adam which is dark on Isaac, and Adam which is not dark on Isaac. And you can't make a tzad HaShaveh because they're not the same of. There are two ovens. When our mission wanted to make a tzada, it's discussing the of Adam, which is dark on Isaac, of Yashin. And Enochinami, and that one, the Havamina was, you could learn out Shor from there.
Doesn't it sound like the Gemara is trying, doesn't say Yashin until later with the Gemara?
Yeah, I know that. Yes, I hear it. That's true. That's so good to answer that question.
Also, when the Gemara asks on Rav, but it says Adam in the Sefer, why doesn't he just say, oh, there's two Adams?
Yeah, okay. Good. I don't know. Okay.
Rebbe, yeah. Just
for Rebbe, back to us.
The shot has many, many flaws. But that doesn't mean it's not worthy of thought. It has many
Rebbe, it's also flaws. Even in the Maskana on Gimel Mem Beis, Gemara never goes off at the two Adam.
It's such a strong question that it's worthy of a possible answer. In other words, the question is a plea atzuma. How can the Gemara say that the Tzad HaShaveh of the Mishnah is Adam when it's Yashin, if the Maisa Adam also has that orphan? The question is such a strong question. So the suggestion that's being made, which many guys are right, I agree, it has a lot of problems, but sometimes we have to, let's think about it. I don't know. Maybe there are two of them. Now, it's Daifik, there's only one Pusik. You have a good point. Why did the Gemara say that? That other, the mission of later, some of the other Adam. Okay. I don't know. So
Rabbi, isn't it Pashit that there's two Adam? Meaning Shamir said that on Gimel and Beis, the Gemara never goes off the fact that there's two Adams. The Gemara just says that.
The Pashit says there's only one Adam.
No, but the Gemara on Gimel and Beis that Shamir was bringing.
Oh, Adam is told of shame. Adam is told they're the same thing.
Oh, then you're saying, okay.
We're saying that there are two different others. There's one of them that you need. One of them that the Siva Samachayev is because you did it and you don't need Dark of Hazik. And the other one needs Dark of Hazik. In other words, by sleeping, we're saying like this, Lu Yitzur and Adam would be Mazik when he's awake. You don't need Dark of Hazik. But if he'd be Mazik when he's sleeping and it's not Dark of Hazik, he'd be Potter. Because there's two Adams. There's one Adam of Dark of Hazik, of sleeping, and one Adam of awake, and they have different halachas, and they're different sivas and mechayda. Anyway, it sounds crazy. It does sound crazy, but it's offhand, I don't know of any other way to answer the question, which is not a good answer, because the Shita asked the question, and he says something else, and I don't know what he's saying, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what he's saying?
I believe so.
Okay. So we'll let you sell that, but maybe tomorrow. What does he say?
I mean, as far as I understand the Shita, the idea is that the Dover is a Dover, that the thing itself is something which is Dark Lahazik. Adam is Dark Lahazik. Yes, it's Machmas, he sleeps, but so, the Hefts of Adam is Dark Lahazik.
Only under certain conditions.
But he's the Hefts is Dark Lahazik. You're right. Currently, while he's awake, he's not Dark Lahazik. But
so that means not the Hefts is still Dark Lahazik.
That is. It's the same. It's the same cook.
You're saying it's not a din in the Hezek. It's a din in the person who's doing the Hezek.
It's a din in the Davar Hamazik. Correct.
It's not. In other words, we would think that Dark Lahazik is a din in the Hezek. You know, there's the Hezek is a normal Hezek to happen. So. It's like Havale Asuke Adaite because it's normal. The Dark of Isaac saying that since this is a normal thing, so you should be aware. So then, Adam, when he's awake, it's not a normal thing, so he doesn't have to be aware.
So what you're saying, the man is saying, man doesn't have to be aware.
Is a chumrah in the chefza of the person. The fact that a person.
Man is bechuv to watch mama, but not to watch himself.
Makes him more calmer. Okay, Rabbi, I hear.
It's Shores.
Well, I can't hear you. What, Rabbi Meir?
He's mechuyev to watch his mamon. He's not mechuyev to watch himself.
He is mechuyev to watch himself. And what Shamir is saying is that all Adams are Dark Al Azik. Because once you're occasionally Dark Al Azik, so you get a label of Mr. Dark Olahazik, and somehow or another that gives the Gavra a label. A person that on some days is Dark Olahazik, even on the days that he's not Dark Olahazik, is labeled the person who's Dark Olahazik. Okay, it's I hear.
Why don't we look at the Shara as a Hefza?
That's a good point. The fact that
why don't we look at the Shara as a
Hefza? The damage on some days and some days doesn't.
What?
When it's a regal, it's a Dark Lahazik. I'm looking at the Shara as a Hefza of three different knobs, regal, Shane, and Karen. And it's a Dark Lahazik.
Sure is.